Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to check it out, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I'm excited about Terry Lanier being on the show again. She's an old friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. She's known around the universe as one of the top experts when it comes to working with and helping and supporting and advocating for small office, home office folks, the micropreneurs, the independent contractors out there who are trying to carve their niche in the marketplace. She's the author of a number of books, including one I'm holding in my hand called Working Solo. And as I said, she's our friend, Terry Lanier. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. I admire the work you do. I'm proud of what you do. You're a pioneer, actually. And, folks, it's hard to be a pioneer and only be 29, but she's pulled it off. But she is a pioneer, folks, in terms of being out there advocating for the little guys. And Terry, you're a kindred spirit, and I really appreciate what you do.
Thanks so much.
Give us a little bit of a report on where things are out there for the SoHo crowd, for the small office, home office crowd. How are things going these days?
Well, you know, the economy really took a dive, primarily, of course, the tech sector. And so that affected a lot of the larger companies. But, you know, the small companies, Jim, has been my experience, they just keep chugging along. They have not escaped unscathed. They have taken a hit, particularly because many of solo businesses and very small businesses, the companies that I work with, were based on offering services to people who had some extra money. They may have been the personal trainers or the dog walkers or those types of services. And, of course, when the economy hit, there was this ripple. And I sort of think of it as we're the kind of the tail on the dog, and this dog had fleas really bad. So we didn't get off totally without being affected, but there still are so many small businesses that are still very vibrant, very much growing, and because we're tiny, we're able to react and market trends and adapt to them so much quicker.
Well, there are two issues here, I think. One is the proliferation of the micropreneur, of the home office, small office crowd. The proliferation of those, and actually the adversity, the tough times in the marketplace actually increase those individuals, because out of adversity, out of being laid off, that's where these new small business owners come from a lot of times. But that's one thing. So a tough economy creates, I think, a lot more of those people. But the tough economy also affects the other part of my point, and that is that when other people, when larger companies' business goes down, so does ours. We just have to be more creative, and we have to that. I think that's when, Terry, I think that's when small businesses realize, you know what? I really have to be more fundamental and more sophisticated about my business. I have to market. I have to make sure that I'm not dedicated to one customer. I have to make sure that I'm not dedicated to one area. I've got to expand into the online, some online opportunities. It really lets us know that it's really not easy being a small business owner.
No, it's not. But I think that you tapped right into it, in that it's all about creativity. And because we are one, two, or say three people businesses, we can see those opportunities and put the creativity behind them, whereas in larger companies, they may take a series of meetings and memos and everything else, and it may drag on for months and months.
Absolutely. Terry, you got a new book out, haven't you? Smart Strategies for Growing Your Business?
Yes, that's the fifth book in the Working Solo series.
Okay, and I'm not...
And that is a collection of 50 small tidbit chapters. I understand how busy small business owners are, and I understand that they want to dive in and get information fast and move on with their business.
Right.
So I designed it, Jim, so that you could pick up. You don't have to read this book from beginning to end.
It's not a novel, is it?
you can pick it up and dive in. So I have a section on vision strategies, about how to model a mentor, how to be clear about the business you're in, and then some sections on marketing, definitely.
And that, you can see that book in the, on the homepage of her website, which is workingsolo.com. And I know you can find it wherever books are sold, especially the online bookstores. And let me spell the last name for you, folks. It's L-O-N-I-E-R. Terry with two R's and an I, and then Lonier, which is L-O-N-I-E-R. Terry, you mentioned the mentor thing. Talk to us a little bit about the importance of having a mentor and also being a mentor.
Well, I think it works two ways. I think the one thing that I've said all along, Jim, is that working solo is not working alone.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have a solo business and you want to become a hermit, you're going to have your solitude, but you're also going to have your poverty.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is important to reach out and connect with other people. For many solo entrepreneurs, that comes as being a mentor, as well as giving back. And some people don't just have one mentor. I remember when I was starting my solo business many, many years ago, I was frustrated because there was no one there who could show me the way. What
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize is that I was ahead of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
I was ahead of the curve, and so
right.
of course there was no one.
Right.
Fortunately, these days there are a lot of people out there, and you can tap into them either through radio shows like yours or books or audio tapes or one-on-one programs. I've set up a one-on-one mentoring program via my website where I connect with people on the web and by telephone, and they live all over the country.
And another thing I'd like to recommend, and you know, a lot of chambers are picking up on the idea that they need to have a segment of their activity for the small office, home office folks, and they're noticing that, and that's only really been happening, I think, for the last couple of 3 years. But if your chamber of commerce, by the way, if you're not a member of the chamber of commerce, I definitely want you to join. I don't encourage you to join. I'm commanding you. Go down and join the chamber right now.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if they don't have a healthy micropreneur home office type of activity, volunteer to participate and to be part of that.
And you're right. Stepping up and volunteering to participate immediately does two things, Jim. It puts you in the central position of power because all of a sudden people are coming to you, which can lead you to generate a lot more business and a lot more connections.
Right.
The other thing is it enables you to learn a whole lot and to make new connections with people.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, those are both really important in growing your business.
Absolutely. Terry, you've got a new project that I want you to tell the audience about when we come back after these messages. We're going to take a quick break in a second, folks. And when we come back, Terry's got some things that I want her to tell you about because it's an example of what I've been talking about being able to go online, being able to virtually connect with some folks and to gain some new understanding about how the marketplace works. And I think you're going to enjoy hearing about it. And that's coming up right after these messages with Terry Lonier. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. Let me remind you, Stephen Brill is going to be up with us in the next half hour. Looking forward to getting Stephen back on the show. Terry Lonier is our guest this half hour and our good friend, the author of the Working Solo series of books. The new one is called Smart Strategies for Growing Your Business, available from her website at workingsolo.com or wherever books are sold. Terry, one of the things that I've been on my soapbox about for a long, long time now has been trying to encourage small business owners to reach out and get more training to increase their sophistication in a number of areas, whether it be sales training, organization, business management, financial, whatever, to reach out and get some get better educated in those areas, because a lot of us start our businesses because we know how to sell shoes or we know how to build whatever it might be, but we may not be the best at these fundamentals of operating a business. And for historically, it's been difficult for small business owners to get that training because they had to go somewhere. They were just one person, and it didn't make economic sense to get the very best that they could get for just that one person. It just wasn't practical. But with the internet, that problem has been solved. And so I've been encouraging them to find out about what's available online. And so having said that, it makes perfect sense for me to get excited about what you're doing with your online business, Jim. And I want you to tell the audience about it and how they can participate.
Sure, thanks. It's called the Working Solo Business Gym, and yes, that is GYM, as in training, as in get your business in shape. And I use that analogy and that metaphor because it is so important to not only get training and to pump up your business, but also to get cross-training. So what I've set up, Jim, is a series of weekly teleforums every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern. Mm-hmm. And every week of the month, I have a different type of program. So the first Friday of the month, a professional advisor will come on, either an accountant, a tax person, somebody come on and talk about trademarks, copyrights. We're going to have a banker come on and talk about everything you wanted to know about getting a loan or a credit line, but mm-hmm. we're afraid to ask. The next week is a mini seminar that I lead. This Friday, it's on how to design the perfect solo business. Okay. The third week, we have on business celebrities. We have Seth Godin coming on, author of Permission Marketing. We're going to have Steve Spinelli on, who was founder of Jiffy Lube International. And then the last Friday of the month, we have a Q&A session where people get to network. We get to ask all the questions that we wish somebody would answer for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, folks, the first one, which was last Friday, was the freebie. That's where you can sort of tune in and check it out. And you had a great response. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Suzanne Mulvihill, who was on the show earlier this week, participated with you last week, and she told me that you guys had a lot of folks from around the world.
It's true. We had over 150 people sign up, and this, of course, was our July 4th celebration of Boss Free Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we had people calling in from Singapore, where it was midnight, and people calling in from the U.K., as well as people calling in from all throughout the United States.
And from Dubuque and Des Moines, right? Terry, now tell us about the details. There are 12 more in this series?
There are 12 more in the series. And actually, if you can't make it on Fridays, because I realize that solo entrepreneurs are pretty busy, so if you can't make it on Fridays, what we do is we record the program for the following week.
On demand.
On demand, 24/7.
Yeah.
If you're trying to put everything together and it's 2 in the morning and you'd like to pick up the phone and put on your headset and multitask and listen to the program, you can do that.
Folks, if you want to know whether people who are trying to help you get it, if you want to know whether they really get the kind of deal that you've got, the kind of life that you've got, the kind of schedule you run, if they don't offer you on demand, I'm not sure they get it, and obviously Terry gets it. Terry, tell us the details. What's the cost?
The cost is $99, which is our charter membership, and for that you get access to every single Friday program. And I've also set up a password-protected website area, Jim, where mm-hmm. I'm filling up with special offers. You and I both know that many times we get these special deals, but I can't offer them to the thousands of people on my free email list.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I can offer them to gym members, and I've mm-hmm. already started filling up that area. And we have members from all over the country as well as the UK who are now going to be calling in every Friday. They're going to be networking with each other. And as you know, it's really important to listen to your customers. So the gym members are already telling me what they want. Somebody wrote me this morning and said, can we have a list of everybody who's in the gym so we can kind of network on our own?
Yeah,
That's a terrific idea.
It's a great idea. You have to be careful about that, though, I know.
Absolutely.
But okay, let's... So for $99, they get all, not only the 12 that are remaining, but they also can go back and listen to them over and over again in the archives, right?
Right. They can listen to the one that came the week before. For example,
okay.
If you sign up before this Friday's program,
right.
You can listen to the one where we had Suzanne on last
right.
week, which was a fabulous session.
Right. Okay. All right. Sounds good. And that's workingsolo.com. That's where you can go to check it out. And folks, I encourage you to reach out and take advantage of these kinds of capabilities. When you got top shelf folks like Terry Lonnier putting them on for $99, it's a good deal. Terry, thank you for being here. Good job today and good job every day.
Thanks so much.
Terry Lonnier, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. Quick break, right back with Stephen Brill. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
When you get up out of bed, is hit that streets are running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.